Traveling on business? Then take us along and stay on track. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously. Coming up.
You can put away your wallet and take out your phone as if it's not always out already. Walmart is about to get smart. Details coming up.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom of the Wall Street Journal in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Walmart is poised to get a little more technological via a new initiative to offer smartphone payments in its stores. In doing so, the retail giant is going up against Apple and others, thus joining a smart tech movement that is shifting away from the usual payment of debit or credit or cash. What's that? Here to tell us all about this new payment system, aptly named Walmart Pay, is Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Nassauer. Welcome, Sarah.
Thanks for having me.
So, can you explain briefly, first off, how exactly Walmart Pay will work? You need an app, you need a camera. What are the logistics there?
Yeah, it's basically the part of the pre-existing app. So Walmart already has its, you know, shopping app. It has maps so you can find things in the store, a saving catcher scanner that compares prices at other locations. And now within that app, there'll be a way to pay at the register.
Gotcha. And this is a little bit different than something like Apple Pay, because I understand it's its own entity as opposed to other companies that use something like Apple Pay as the middleman.
Exactly. Yeah, they're going it alone. You know, they're really basically setting themselves up as competitors to Apple Pay and all the other payment, options that are out there right now, mobile payment options, because they sort of described it as, in the future, perhaps, Apple Pay could be a form of payment within their app. But this is technology that's based on scanning a QR code, so there's no need for an NFC at the register like there is with Apple Pay. Mm-hmm. And basically, so they're sidestepping those other forms of payment.
And when can we expect to start using this?
They say it will be rolled out, you know, in all about 4,600 other stores in the first half of next year, and they've started testing it already in a few stores in Northwest Arkansas, which is where their headquarters are. So they're going to sort of roll out a test and then roll it out nationwide, you know, in the coming months.
I see. And why now? Is there anything to the timing of rolling this out now? And part B to that is, are retailers beginning to adopt more of these kinds of smart payments?
You know, there's been sort of a slow trickle. I think it's been slower than anyone sort of thought, especially amongst the mobile payment companies.
Right.
You know, so far, basically, there's been no big consumer pain point around, you know, carrying a credit card and swiping a credit card, which is already arguably pretty fast and easy. So part of this is it's not clear that consumers are, you know, rushing to use Apple Pay. And if they were, maybe Walmart and others would be in a situation where they have to accept it, right, to serve the consumer.
Right.
And some retailers are enabling Apple Pay and other mobile payments. But right now, Walmart is saying, okay, we're going to keep this sort of in-house. We're going to, you know, control the relationship with the consumer. We're going to make it very easy because basically you're paying with whatever credit card or gift card or prepaid credit card you have in your Walmart.com account, like you would use to buy something on Walmart.com. It's already there, and you use it at the register.
Right. And just to get us up to speed, can you give some examples of some of the other retailers out there that are with this kind of smart program?
Well, so, for example, in August, Rite Aid started accepting Apple Pay and Google's Android Pay. Mm-hmm. Best Buy also started accepting Apple Pay earlier this year. The other sort of part of this story is that there's something called MCX, the Merchant Customer Exchange, that was something that a group of retailers and restaurants banded together in 2012 and said, okay, we're going to come up with our own mobile payment technology that sidesteps the credit card companies. Mm-hmm. Because, of course, they pay fee every time you swipe a credit card.
Right.
And so not only would it allow people to pay with their phones, but it's going to be a whole other form of payment. That has sort of, there's been lots of stops and starts in that process. And so Walmart is part of that. But some Target, for example, though, is testing this MCX app called Currency in some of their stores in a very limited way. And so that's sort of happening parallel to everything else. But again, none of these have sort of taken over at this point and become widely adopted by shoppers.
Right. And I wonder, you know, because at a certain point you think, well, this is probably the future of payment, but it seems like a really slow rollout. I mean, I see them at Starbucks, if anything, and then
not.
Yeah,
and Starbucks has been probably one of the more successful companies that has rolled out mobile payment. And it, for them, it's something that you use in their stores, in their restaurants, and it's linked. Many people think they've done really well because it's linked to loyalty. When you use it, you also get free, you earn points towards free coffee. So there's a reason to use it beyond payment, basically.
Right. Yeah. I wonder if this is successful, if we'll see more retailers adopting this smart tech payment. Sarah Nassire, thanks again for joining the podcast.
No problem.
And that's it for the Tech News Briefing. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter for all the latest updates at WSJ Podcasts, or you can visit our website where all of our podcasts live. That's at WSJ.com/podcasts. And subscribe to us on iTunes as well. For the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.